Today we are celebrating the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. And I think this solemnity comes at a very providential time in our lives, a time where maybe many of us are struggling with the current state of affairs, with the turmoil caused by the election, with this pandemic seeming to get worse, not better, especially here locally, having to deal with the new executive orders, a time when we may be struggling to have hope. And many may be asking God at this time, like, God, why are you letting this happen? And it is in this context in which we celebrate this great solemnity. It's in this context in which we reaffirm in our own hearts that Jesus Christ reigns, that he is King of the universe. During the Last Supper, when Jesus was talking to his apostles, he said, "The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And of course, the hour in which Jesus is referring to here is his own crucifixion. He's telling the apostles, yes, you will leave me in this moment, but fear not, it's not the end of the story. And he acknowledges in this moment that in the world there will be tribulation. Like Jesus himself acknowledges that in this life we will experience hardships. There will be times where it seems like everything is going wrong. But he continues, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And this is what brings us here today. This is why we gather together as a community to worship our Lord, to celebrate the Eucharist, to give thanks. Because we have hope. Because our King, Jesus Christ, has overcome the world. And this is a truth that we need to constantly reaffirm in our hearts. That I think for all of us, there's a very easy temptation that we may not even realize to place our hope in others, in other things, than in Jesus Christ. But if we put too much stock in the world, we will despair. The world will let us down. So whether it's, you know, our hope shifting so that we may be putting our hope in a presidential election, whether it's putting our hope in the end of a pandemic, whether it's hope in our job, there's so many ways in which our hearts can slip and we start finding our security in something other than Jesus Christ, that we start putting our safety, our own well-being, and something other than God. But of course, we need to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he has overcome the world. But this doesn't mean that we just have to kind of suffer through this world, that we just need to white-knuckle our way through this world so that then we can enjoy happiness in heaven with Jesus. You know, Jesus promises so much more than that. In our first reading, we heard God say through the prophet Ezekiel, "I myself will look after and tend my sheep. I will rescue them when it is cloudy and dark. I will give them rest. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal." Jesus Christ desires us to experience profound joy right now, even in the midst of difficulty. So how do we do this? How do we experience this joy? How do we allow Jesus to be our shepherd, to be our king? Well, when we experience hardship in our lives, I think we have one of two natural reactions. We either lean into our faith in difficult times, or we distance ourselves from it. And I think right now it's more important than ever to really lean into our faith, to pray every day, and to really make our prayer real, to be able to be frank with the Lord. You know, I think some of the best prayers we can make are those uncensored ones in which we are able to share with our Heavenly Father whatever is on our heart, that we don't need to censor it in any way. We just share with the Lord what's going on. You know, maybe something like simply saying, you know, God, I'm really struggling right now. I don't understand why you're allowing any of this to happen. But I know that you have overcome the world, and so I trust in you. And another way we can keep our hearts fixed on Jesus, to acknowledge him as our King, is by practicing gratitude. That especially in the difficult times, I think it's so important for us to take time to acknowledge the ways the Lord has blessed us in our life. You know, a few years ago, I started the practice of once a year, usually, you know, around New Year's, of taking an hour or two and just sitting in prayer, journaling, and trying to think of every blessing the Lord has blessed me with over the past year. And every time I've done this, it has been an incredibly profound experience. It has left me in tears. And this is because, one, I realize all the ways in which I didn't even realize the Lord was working in my life. When I stop and take the time to just think about the ways that he's blessing me, I'm just overwhelmed by the many, many ways that he's constantly blessing me in my life. And how many of those times I didn't even realize at the time. That it's not until I really sit down and take the time to ponder that I'm just overcome with how much the Lord loves me. And I think in addition to this, it's great to do this on a regular basis. Like Father Kevin and I, as part of the Companions, we have a tradition of every Saturday night at dinner, we do a round of thanks, where we give thanks for one thing from our week. It could be something kind of silly and simple, or it could be something very profound. And it's just been a great blessing to constantly remember, yes, the Lord is active in my life, that the Lord is working, the Lord has not abandoned me. And, you know, for example, like this week, I was just really grateful that on Wednesday I got to have lunch with one of our fifth grade classrooms. We gave the teacher a little break so they could get out of the classroom, and I just got to chat with our fifth graders. And it was this beautiful, simple encounter with the students that I don't normally have. So I encourage you, you know, this coming week, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. And so maybe around Thanksgiving dinner, as a family, just pondering what are those ways that the Lord has blessed you in the last year. It could be something profound, deep, or it could be something very simple, but to really acknowledge, to not let the bad things happening in our world overshadow the amazing things that the Lord is doing in our life. The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.